And most believers today just operate on this layer. I am saved by grace. That is just the entry point. Grace can do much more. So the entry point of grace, I mean of salvation, it is the foundational grace. Say with me, foundational grace. Now, if you are a sinner, what made you to realize that you were a sinner and you needed Christ? It was not accidental. It was a particular grace. It takes grace to be convicted, to be rebuked of sin. Without grace, you cannot be saved. This is the foundational grace. In Ephesians 2, verse 4 to 5.
But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loves us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved.
You see that? When we were dead into trespass, sin, what made you to say, I want Jesus in my life? It was grace. Say with me, grace. Say again, say grace. But that is the foundational grace. It's so dangerous just to have this one. That's why people can be saved by this grace and still live in sin. And I'll be saying by grace, oh, we live by grace. Do you know why? Because they're operating from the first layer. The Bible does not speak of only this grace. So this is just the entry point. When you move from here, you go to what we call the transforming grace. This is another grace. You can be saved, but not transformed. That's why there are people who are saved, but they are still behaving like a life they were living before salvation. You need the transforming grace. In Titus 2, verse 11 to 12, the Bible says,
for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
Go ahead.
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
The Bible says there is a particular grace that teaches you to deny ungodly practices. Look at your neighbor. Say, do you have this grace? No, ask them. Ask them. Do you have this grace? Do you say no to ungodly practices? Everyone just speaks, by grace we have been saved. No. There is now the transforming grace that teaches you, that says to you to say no to lust and godly practices. That now, it is what transforms you.
Powerful.
It changes you.
Powerful.
Raise up your right hand and say, I receive this grace. Say it again. Say, I receive the transforming grace. Said again, I receive the transforming grace. Said again, I receive the transforming grace. Are you here? In 2 Peter 3 verse 18. This one, it says what?
But grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
It says what? The grow in grace. Now, wait a minute. Mm. If you were saved by grace, why growing into it? This one is a different level. This is the transforming grace. The grace that teaches you to say no to every evil practice. There are people who are in church. They are saved. But they do not have the grace to say no to any evil practice. I pray, may this grace appear to all men, appear to all people. May this grace appear to all.
Yes.
Somebody send the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive the grace.
I receive transforming grace.
It is known as the grace of Kodesh. The grace of holiness. So the first one is the grace of salvation. So we have got one, the foundational grace that leads you to salvation. Two, the transformation grace that leads you to holiness. Then we go to number three. Are you here? Empowering grace. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10.
But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Hey. Have you noticed? So some people don't even go to the second one. They have not even gotten to the third one. They are living in sin. They can say, I am born again. I'm saved by grace. Where? We understand. That's why operatives are different. You need the transformation grace that can transform you. And then there's the third layer. You will become anything you want to become. By grace. If you want to become healed, you become healed. If you want to become rich, you become rich. If you want to become a boss, by the grace, I am
what I am.
Wait. Read it. Continue reading it. It says what?
But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace towards me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly that they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me.
Are you hearing the Bible saying? The Bible is saying, by the grace,
yes,
I am
what
I am. He says, I have done so many things. More than all the apostles who were living with Jesus. Not because I am able to, but the grace gave me ability. And the grace upon me was not in vain. This grace does not stay upon you in vain. It helps you to outperform everyone. Paul outperformed all other apostles. Paul did great things more than anyone. He says, this one, it is not for salvation. He says, this one was a different grace. It enabled me It helped me to do more than my labor, more than my work. This is also called the grace, the empowering grace, the grace that helps you to do what others cannot do. By that grace, I am what I am. If you see me now, it is by that empowering grace. The things I have seen in my ministry, it would take other people years to achieve. But by this grace, the empowering grace, I am. Tell your neighbor, by grace. Say the empowering grace. Say the foundational grace. The transformational grace. The empowering grace. This one, so many people don't have it. They work and everybody outperforms them. They work so much, no results. They try to push everywhere. Paul said, he said, by the grace, I am. One. The transformational grace. He says, this grace teaches you to say no. The foundational grace, when we are sinners, by this grace, we were saved. So we have people who are just sticking on the by the grace. I am saved. Wait. The grace doesn't stop there. It saves you. It now what? Transforms you. If your grace is not transforming you, you have not started moving in grace. When grace comes upon you, it saves you. It transforms you. It empowers you. Wait. Are you still here? Are you still here? In Acts 4:33.
And with great power, the apostles gave witnesses to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked.
Amen.
For all who were possessors of land or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold.
Say with me, empowering grace. The Bible says there was so much grace upon them that they witnessed with the power. And none among them lacked. It says, and there were people who were selling land. The church, the members in the congregation, they began to go into real estate. It's in your Bible. I know most people just talk about the foundational grace. There is empowering grace. How were they doing it? That everyone was not lacking anything. Their businesses were all moving well. The Bible says they had all things in common. The Bible says great grace. This has nothing to do with salvation. It has nothing to do with the salvation. This is empowering grace. It's on the third layer. So most people, when they are saved with the foundational grace, they jump the transformational grace. They want to go to number three. I want a breakthrough. No. If the grace cannot transform you, it cannot empower you. Can I repeat? If the grace cannot transform you, it cannot empower you. Aruka brada. It's not just intrinsic, it is also extrinsic. It changes. It's not just an empowerment people will see. It is also a transformation people can't see. Because of time, let me stop on number four. The warfare grace. It is known as Chen Michima. But don't worry about that. Let's just talk about the warfare grace. It's not everybody who fights in prayer and wins. If it was so, everyone could be in church. You need this grace. If you say, in the name of Jesus, things should be happening. That is not just faith only. You also need grace. Let me show you. And we're going to pray after this. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down strongholds.
I want you to go to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57.
But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
All right. I want us to go into the book of Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 13.
So the Philistines were subdued, and they did not come anymore into the territory of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel.
Are you hearing this statement? God fought who? The Philistines. Which days?
All the days.
Wait a minute. I want somebody to answer me. Which days?
All the days of Samuel.
All the days of what?
Of Samuel.
New Living Translation. Hear this. I want you to understand something very important. This was a different grace. The man had a grace that in his days, God was against the Philistines. Now, read it. 1, 2, 3, go read.
So the Philistines were
all together. 1, 2, 3, go read.
So the Philistines were subdued and didn't invade Israel again for some time. And throughout Samuel's lifetime, the Lord's powerful hand was raised against the Philistines.
Somebody said, that's me.
That's
are you understanding that there are battles you are facing today? Some of those battles you are fighting alone. But in the days of Samuel, the Bible says God, his hand was against everyone who was an enemy in his lifetime until he died. It was when he died, that's when we hear that Israel was captured. It was only when he died. We hear all this nonsense happening. Somebody says, as long as I'm alive in my family, every battle against my family, every force of the enemy will lose because of my existence. Do you understand? The existence of one man in a country of Israel made the whole nation to survive battles because one man lived in a country. What more you in your family? Somebody say, I raise my hands. Every battle against me. Every battle against my generation. Every battle against my family. Stops now.
In Jesus' name. Oh.
There is a particular grace that God puts upon a person of warfare. In the days of Samuel, the hand of God was so strong against the enemies of Israel. I pray you don't just pray, but you carry the grace of warfare protocols. I speak, whatsoever wants to bring you down, it will not do it. I declare, it will not bring you down. Tell your neighbor, I speak grace to you of warfare. Say you will win that battle. And when I see people trying to fight, I just look at them and they say, you don't know the lions I have faced. You don't know the Goliaths I have defeated. The grace will rise for you and fight for you. I don't care what you're facing. I don't know what you're going through right now. But there is the grace. That can fight for you. Why is it called grace? Because with ability, because grace, the word grace, it is unmerited. So this type of warfare, it is beyond your labor. It is beyond your strategy. But God comes through for you and fights for you and silences your enemies. So today when I look around, I remember the word God spoke to me. I will allow them to rise against you. But as mountains surround Jerusalem, I will surround you. And I will raise you up so that no one can boast. It is not by power. It is not by might. It is by my spirit, says the Lord. As long as you have the foundational grace of salvation, if you have transformational grace, empowering grace, if these graces are working upon you, the warfare grace will automatically reside upon you. Somebody shout and receive the grace. Say, in my days, the enemy will be silenced. Do not wonder sometimes how many battles are coming around you? Sometimes God wants to show you that it's not your ability, but His ability. The greater the battles you face, the greater your destiny. The scars on you are not just decorations. They reveal your responsibility. Somebody asked me a question. He said, how do you feel when people speak all bad things about you? How do you feel? I said, I don't feel. I count it. The Bible says, count it all joy. When all people say bad things about you, count it joy. I am speaking from now. God will give you this grace, which was upon Samuel, that in his days the hand of God was against the people of Philistine. Can you imagine you having that grace where God just rises against what rises against you? Say with me, I receive this grace. Say with me, say, I will see the downfall of all those who want to see my downfall. It is not just a happening. It is the grace. Raise up your two hands. Say these words. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive your grace. Thank you for the grace of salvation. But I pray, give me the grace that will transform me. And I pray to listen to this grace when it teaches me to say no to every ungodliness. I receive the grace that will transform me now. In the name of Jesus, I receive the empowering grace that will make me to be what I am. By this grace, I will be what I'll be. In Jesus' mighty name, I receive the grace of warfare, winning in battles, victories in battles. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every attack, spiritual attack, financial attack, marital attack, coming in a direction, I announce my victory.